Hi guys, did you know if you're a VIP member, you can now watch this episode in full on the VIP subscription. Just click the link in the episode description.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, just a quick message from me, just to say we record our pod episodes a week in advance, so this week's episode, we haven't mentioned the JJ stuff, but we will be discussing it in next week's episode, which we recorded last night, and here's a little clip of Kate discussing it. Kate, are you in a relationship? Because in some of our past episodes, you've said, oh, you know, I'm not in a relationship with JJ. We're just friends. And some of our listeners...
Well, we were.
No, but some of our listeners are sort of calling you out on it. So what's your response?
But calling me out or not, I wasn't in a relationship. But this week, we've now gone official. But when I've done the podcast, we weren't officially in a relationship.
Yeah.
We were seeing each other and stuff, but now... We're not a crystal ball. I can't say what day we're suddenly in a relationship and when we're not. So I haven't fooled anyone. So I think what happened from the time the last pod come out up until this one, things changed. Things change every day. So yes, this week I can say we are official.
And you'll hear more of that next week. But first of all, let's get into this week's episode.
Hey everyone! Welcome to the Katie Price Show, the one I do with, say it,
my little sister.
My little sister, Sophia Hannah Price.
Yeah, I'm good. Just a quick one. So if our listeners want to watch this episode in full, you can go over to our VIP page. So just head to the episode description and you can find out how to subscribe. So if you actually, because a lot of people message us and say, where can I actually watch the podcast instead of listening to it? So you can watch the full episode on our VIP page.
I love it. I've got something VIP about me. I've never had anything VIP in my life, but I have now with the podcast. I love it. Can I say it? Go over and watch our VIP. Love it. Very important people. Is that what it stands for, VIP?
Yeah. Very important person.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're people because it's people. Plural, isn't it? Or a noun.
Oh, mate, don't start that with me.
What is it then?
I don't know. I'm dyslexic, Kate. Don't confuse
me. Is people, a plural or a noun or a person, plural or noun? Forget it. I don't even know what I'm saying. I was trying to be intellectual and it just didn't work.
Right. Should we be intellectual and talk about the Love Island final?
Right. The Love Island final, I have to say, I am so gutted because I went away skiing and I could not watch Love Island from Thursday to Monday. And I saw it in the papers. Who won?
Do you know, I didn't watch it.
So I haven't watched the past 3 days. Apart from when the couples, the only one I watched on my phone in the car on the way back from the airport was when the old all-stars come in and all chose who they wanted to get out.
Oh, see, I haven't watched it from that bit.
Yeah, so I watched that and then I saw that Molly and Tom had won and Callum, is it, and Jess came second.
Yeah,
so
I like Callum.
And I can't be bothered to watch it now because I just know it'll all be the build up to that.
Yeah, I'm not watching it. I might watch some of the, like, for a bit of background, but I won't actually sit down and watch it. Does that make sense?
But I want a bit when they film coming out or they're going to do it where they're all at the same place. Surely they'll do that next Sunday or something. You know, when they do have them all in the studio.
Yeah.
Ooh, but maybe. I did really enjoy it. I actually did.
I got into it this year. When's the next one?
But guess what? Because we're all on a Love Island chat. Well, we're all on the Love Island chat, us, me, my sister, my old PA and one of Soph's best friends. We now can't wait for Big Brother.
Oh my God, to start. Yes. Have you seen the lineup?
Celebrity Big Brother. No, when's the lineup come out?
I think they've...
Do you know who it is?
I've seen some bits in the papers. I think Kate Middleton's uncle. There's...
Why the fuck's he in it? Who is he?
There's someone from the Housewives of Cheshire, I think.
Right. Mind you, anyone could be a celebrity these days.
And someone else. I can't remember who. So we'll see.
I reckon Ella's going to be in it. From Married at First Sight.
Or has she told you she's going to be in it?
No, I just reckon.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I did see, actually. Did you see the Comic Relief Arctic Challenge got announced?
Oh, who got it? Well, I didn't. I was in the runners-up for it.
Oh, yeah, you were.
I was put forward to that. And only I was in the top five or top 10 or something like that. Waiting for the phone call. Because I didn't go on holiday because of it, and I bloody didn't get it. So who got it over me? Tell me.
So all I know, Laura Whitmore, Alex Scott, and Vicky Patterson.
She took my place.
I think so.
Definitely. Yeah. Who else?
And I don't know the name of the other woman.
There's always another year, and the fact they even had my name up to do it, I'm proud.
Exactly.
So.
Will
I watch it? No, I won't now. Why would I want to watch something that I could have done, rubbed in my face? No, thank you.
Oh, God. What else?
Can I just clear up a rumour?
Oh, yes.
The past 2 days, I've seen in the papers that my horse, Wallace, has been taken by the bailiffs.
Yeah, I've had this the last few days. So what's going on with the horse?
After I finish this podcast, I'm walking down to see Wallace, to do a video and say, hey, Wallace, how are you? Apparently, you've been taken away from me.
Are you actually?
Yeah, I am. And apparently, the neighbours have done a story. Why don't people leave
me
alone?
What, your neighbours?
The story today, my neighbours have quoted. I don't know which neighbour.
Oh.
Jobsworth.
Oh, whatever.
But yeah, so I must let you all know, the papers, yet again... Can't keep going into details of what they write, but another rubbish story.
Mm. Right, let's go back to Love Island really quickly. I still think Princess should do Love Island.
If Princess wasn't with Ed, which I think they'd probably get married.
But we like Ed.
Ed's in the kitchen and so is Princess and Nanny and Jet. And Lynn and Fenella, we're all in the kitchen so Princess can hear me. Yes, I'd love to put on here the clips when I used to make Princess pretend to audition
for
it.
I've still got them from my wedding.
Have you got it?
At my hen do when we all done it.
I love it.
I think they're on my...
Yes.
Yeah, I checked my phone. I think I've still got them.
So if Princess wasn't with Ed...
Yes. We hope she stays with Ed for a long time.
Yeah, but we hope she stays with Ed for a long time as I'm looking at Princess and Ed. We're just talking about Love Island, saying it would be great for you to do. But remember, what is the age limit
18.
For Jungle?
Oh, she could do Jungle, I think. It's 18. She'd smash that, actually. She'd smash that.
Why don't we put her forward for I'm a Celebrity?
Would she actually do it, though?
Would you do I'm a Celebrity, Princess? Would you? Yeah, she would. Or Junior, imagine
no,
both
I
doing
could
it.
See Junior on Strictly.
Yes,
Junior would
we could
smash
see Junior
Strictly.
On Strictly.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Put Mum in the background.
Forward,
Mum in the background.
Yeah, all right, Mum. Just because you watch Strictly,
Mum loves Strictly.
Look at her leg shaking. She's now stand up, shaking her leg with excitement, thinking of Junior on Strictly.
Junior would smash Strictly because he's a good dancer.
Yeah, he is a good dancer. But I think Princess would suit Jungle.
Yeah, she would.
She could go in the braids like I did.
Oh, God.
Yeah, rock and roll. Yeah, like Mummy.
Oh, she's so funny. She's funny, little bean.
She is funny, isn't it?
So skiing. Tell us about skiing. How was it? Did you snowplow?
I can't snowplow. I tried. Do you know what happened?
Yeah.
So it's freezing, obviously.
Yeah.
But... I find it so hard and, you know, I've got bum filler and boobs, which is heavy on my body.
Right.
And when you've got all the clobber on, you fall over. I get so angry because I can't get myself up. Then I have to try and take the boots off the skis, then put them parallel up the mountain a bit so I don't slip back. And it's such an effort to keep getting up and down. So when I come to steep a bit, I thought, fuck this. Took the skis off, put them together, sat where the boots go and sledged down. And I put that on my Instagram. I have got me skiing. Right, hold on. I can leave it for the pod if they want to watch it.
Can I just say, that outfit, that ski outfit you were wearing... I love that.
I had two. Which
is it the orange and bluey one?
Yeah, O-O-S-K.
I thought that looked very...
That's so reasonable.
I thought that looked like a Pucci ski suit.
Yeah, they're really nice outfits from there. And they sent me them.
I thought you looked really cool.
So, yeah, that's the thing, though, Soph. I looked the part, but trust me, I wasn't.
Right, what was this...
When you fall...
What was that video you sent to the family group with the spring, with the water? Where was that?
Oh, yeah, so... All right, Mum. She's trying to make a cup of tea and the kettle's on in the background. Mm. No one would know I'm doing a podcast. Sorry, listeners, as she's hobbling around. Anyway, so one day we did quad biking for an hour and they test your ability to see how good you are to how far and where they take you off the terrain.
Mm.
And obviously I was really good.
Of course you were.
And the other people we were with were good. Yeah. So I drove and it was wicked. Going down into the rivers, up the deep water and that. I bloody loved it. And they were really excited, the guys who you go on it with, because they're like, not everyone they can do all these like tracks with.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was so much fun. And anyway, we pulled up at this waterfall and they called it spring water.
Mm.
And you can actually drink that water.
And they called it spring water.
It was. For now, wasn't it called spring water?
So like water from a spring.
Yeah, real spring water. Like when you buy a bottle of water, you think, oh, this is real spring water, when it probably isn't.
It wasn't like the Peckham spring from Only Fools and Horses.
Oh, I wouldn't know, Soph, you're obsessed with that program.
Yeah.
But you actually stood next to it, to be next to that fresh water, get a cup and actually drink it off that. So nice it tastes. Really actually tasted purified. I can't explain how.
I know what you mean.
It was really cold as well.
Yeah, that did look good.
So that was good. Yeah, so we had really, really good time.
Good.
The nightlife, Bansky, we went to Bansky.
What's that?
And that's the place, the resort bit we went to.
Right.
What's it called?
Bansko.
Oh, Bansko. There you go, I said it wrong. But as you pull up, you think, oh, this is going to be shit. And then as you come in the town, it's like being in a Magaluf or somewhere, banging music in all the places, the Apro places, there's so many restaurants, good nightlife. So, yeah, it was
so
good.
A
couple
laugh.
Of nights we played darts and then played a game called Ring of Fire, which I've never heard of. Oh, shut up, Soph. I had no Ring of Fires going on. Mum's looking over.
I bet she is.
I asked them actually last night if Mum and Dad had played Ring of Fire.
And? Have Mum and Dad played Ring of Fire?
It's like a drinking game. No, but maybe. Have you played the real Ring of Fire, Mum? What humans do?
what humans do? Nothing.
Up the sheriff's badge.
Oh, fuck that.
I mean, the sheriff's badge.
Ugh, fuck that.
Oh, Mum didn't say no.
Ugh.
You dirty woman, Mum.
Oh, you dirty bitch.
Oh, she said she hasn't done that.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I had them up here at the weekend.
Anyway.
I had Mum and Dad here at mine this week.
Yeah, she's come back with a cough. She thinks there's too much
dust.
Oh,
I know.
She told me... Oh, my God. She told me the story where Dad lost his phone in the taxi...
I know.
And cut the long story short, he found on iPhone where his phone was, turned up at the address.
Yeah.
And it was a guy, it was a taxi driver that owned the company who denied he had it in his house. He went, well, it's here. The police have told me to come here. And he had it in his glove compartment, took the SIM out.
Yeah.
He obviously tried to use it and nick it and he owned the company. So if anyone loses a phone in that company, I don't know what it is, and you lose your phone, you will never get it back because he tried to chore it.
Yeah, I know.
And then Mum ended up at the hospital because she had a burst cyst from an ultrasound.
Right, so I had to take Mum to A&E. The hospital, really good, actually. We went to, I'll give him a little shout out, Medway Hospital, I think it was called. It was really good. Oh, there
I know
you go.
She's just telling the story.
Does Mum want to tell it?
Yeah. Do you want to tell it? No.
Right.
As she's chomping on a Bourbon biscuit.
No, Toblerone.
Oh, Toblerone that I bought from the airport.
Oh, I love that.
I bought her two big Toblerones back from the airport because she loves it.
I love that.
And guess what we had for dinner last night?
What?
I bought an Uncle Sam's. I always say it's an all-star meal and a vanilla milkshake.
Oh, nice.
Remember I've said before, there's only certain Uncle Sam's.
Yeah.
Love it. So we all chomped on that.
Lovely. Yeah, so took Mum up A&E because she had sort of like a burst cyst, I think it was. But she's all fine.
Well, she had ultrasound the other week.
Yeah, she had ultrasound the other week and they burst it basically by accident. So we spent about 6 hours up A&E just having a chat.
Also, talking of hospitals, I've started watching, is it called Breakthrough?
I don't know.
On ITV about COVID based on a true story. And it's got that actress in it. You don't really like her, Mum. You said she bores you, but she was in Liar Liar. She's in all like the dramas.
Oh, and she blonde.
It is so good. Yeah.
Yeah. I think
and it shows the hospital, like some of the hospitals. You've got some real footage with Boris Johnson and that talking in it. It shows you like 20 days before lockdown up to like 3 days before.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that they'd only isolate people who had been travelling, but yet they had people coming in with the same symptoms or SATs levels, and just because they hadn't travelled, they'd put them on a normal ward.
Oh, shit.
And that's how that spread. And then some of the nurses got it. There's three parts. I've only watched the first. It's quite sad to watch.
Oh, well, have a look at that.
But education.
Right. Yeah, right. So let's clear up something quick. We've had some comments about the vaping, because originally you said you were going to quit, and now we're
getting comments have we had about vaping? Okay, let me just remind you.
Go on. Don't do it.
Right, this is my answer to vaping. I am quitting, but I've had a stressful day. I am quitting, Mum. Why does she make me sound like Kevin and Perry? Go lard. No, you're not throwing them. I've bought 10 vapes because I know everyone in the house will want one.
But they all shouldn't be vaping in front of Mum.
I am quitting it, Mum. All right.
You know, you can get that glass of coma come back on.
Oh, I haven't got lysacoma, have I now? Because it got cut out. She's saying, because I had cancer, lysacoma.
Yes.
And I'm cleared from it now after 6 years.
Yeah.
She's trying to say that my vaping will bring back my lysacoma cancer.
You've got to be careful.
I will give it up together.
Right.
Everyone in the kitchen.
Yeah,
not you. Oh, I just farted then. I just forgot I was recording.
Right,
sorry.
Come on a lighter note, let's crack through some
listener
questions.
Listeners' questions. I love it, Mummy.
Right, ready? Sophie, what did Harry think when he first found out who your sister was? Harry?
What
did you think when you found out who Kate was? When you found out Kate was...
What do you mean, what I was?
When you found out Kate was my
what
sister.
What do you mean, what I was? As if I'm like...
Hold on. Actually, Harry can tell a good...
What did he say?
Actually, Harry can tell a good story from when he first met you. Come here.
Go on, sell it. Tell us.
Oh, look.
Me?
You remembered it. I can't hear you. You won't remember
I know
this,
what you're going to say.
But you...
I bet I called him
obviously
Sam.
Obviously, you had... You did. No. It was even better than that.
Go on.
You went, hello, Sir Ham. Harry.
Was I drunk?
No. You got so used to saying Erectus Sam that you went, hello,
the
Sir.
The other name,
And I think you called me Ham in the end.
No, I remember Mum. I think even Mum called you Sam a few times.
She called me worse.
Oh, so yeah,
but no,
that's that really. What else?
That's ages ago now.
That 14 years we've been together.
Love that.
No, right. Next one.
Hurry up and get pregnant, Soph.
Oh no. Right. I need to know.
Yeah,
I need to know about you and Soph chopping the horse's balls. What was that?
Soph has never chopped my horse's balls. I was with a vet filming them turning my stallion horse into a gelding. It was quite gruesome, but I was there and witnessed it. Actually, I think it was Wallace's.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yeah. I was there when he had his nads cut off.
Next one.
Oh, I'm done.
Right. Has Katie ever watched back all her old shows? Oh, God, there's been so many. I don't think you have you?
No, I haven't. No. No, I haven't. And it's weird. The bits that I have seen, I look so different in all of them. Like, I do photos and I'm like, oh, I didn't have my lips done there. Oh, that was my old
nose. Do you know what?
Oh, I wonder what boo job size.
Do you know what, though? When I look at you when you were younger and Princess together, you both look so much like Mum.
We do. Spitting image. Princess went out last night to this event. Yeah. Curl something at Boots.
Oh, I saw that on her Insta.
What's it called? She looked really, she was showing me pictures when she was getting ready. She looked really good with her hair,
didn't
she?
Really pretty.
You look like me, actually, in some of the pictures. I could actually see myself. So I love it, Mummy. You do, did look like me, actually.
She does.
Didn't she?
Yeah, I think she does.
Yeah. So Princess, yeah. This is what you've got to look forward to looking like when you're older, me. Oh, she said, what would I look like without surgery?
Me, but thinner.
I would just look like probably a little bit more wrinkly version.
No, you've had a lot.
I haven't had a lot, you cheeky bitch. I've had it all.
Right.
Actually, no, because you could see my face changing through the years, so I was all right, actually.
Oh, look at you. Also. Look at you two getting spiky with each other.
No, we never get spiky.
No, me and Mum do. Me and Mum get passive. Aggressive with each other.
Oh, you terrible, you and Mum. Passive aggressives.
Passive aggressive.
She goes, here we go.
Pick on me. Oh, pick on me.
By the way, I'm not saying it. Yeah, don't pick on me. I'm not saying it, but Mum told you what happened to her at the coffee shop.
What?
What a bloody liberty.
What?
With her mate, what she said to Mum.
Right. Should we tell our listeners?
I would love to say.
Right, we're going to tell our listeners. Yeah. We're not going to name names.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name names, but one of Mum's friends turned around to her in front of her and Dad and basically said, oh, Amy, when you die, I'll marry Paul and move in with him, basically.
And not only that, so you've lost your glam.
Oh, yeah. And you need Botox and all that. You've lost your looks. Yeah.
And I'm like, she's just had a lung transplant.
Give her
she's
a break.
Ill. What do you want her to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Innit? Yeah.
So
we haven't named names, Mum. But yeah, I was quite shocked
so was
about
I.
that. Leave my mum alone.
Yeah, you bitch.
My mum is glamorous. And she's still got her personality. And as you get older, you're like a tree
oh
with
my
leaves
God.
On.
Wait,
the leaves
tell you.
And you're ending up with a bark.
Right. So when we were at A&E, Kate, listen. When we were at A&E, right?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Right. When we were at A&E, the doctor turned around to Mum and was like, oh, you're doing so well after your transplant. And look, you look so good. You look beautiful sort of thing. And like, Mum started crying. What's that?
Yeah. Oh, why did you cry at that, Mum? Because at the hospital, when the doctor said, oh, you've after your lung transplant, you look really good, you look really beautiful and that, and you started crying. Why did you cry about that?
It's
she's
because,
doing it now.
No, it's because Mum...
You are beautiful.
It's because she doesn't feel great in herself. That's why. But I always tell
I know.
Her she's pretty.
Well, she's because you don't feel great. I always say you're pretty.
She is
You've
pretty.
Lost a lot of hair. She looks like Frankenstein this morning.
No, she
not
doesn't.
Frankenstein. What's his name? No, Elstein. Albert Einstein. That's the one for her hair. That was Princess.
Princess joining in there.
Yeah, Princess. We need you on this podcast soon, Princess. Yeah, you need to come on. And people would love to hear your voice, what it's like to look like your mum and following in her footsteps.
Right, let's...
If anyone wants to have Princess on the pod and hear us talk to Princess about everything, write questions in and we'd book it in. Our podcast show, I'm really looking forward to. Tickets are going fast now, everyone. So if you want to come, you've got to be quick for our podcast show.
Yes, podcast live tour. Is Princess actually going to come?
Yeah, Princess said she'd actually might come on stage and sing with me.
That'd be good. Life advice with the Prices. I can't help but feel really old and irrelevant even though I'm in my mid-30s. Yeah, I understand that. I work for a company where I'm one of the oldest here.
I did understand that.
Where I work for a company where I'm one of the oldest there. Everyone else is in their 20s and it's a whole different generation that I'm used to. They make me feel like a dinosaur and always make snarky digs at me and my age. I tend to fuck off. They comment that I'm too old to know certain things and I don't value my ideas in meetings. Do you guys ever suddenly feel old and how do I get over this at work?
Right, I'm a fine example of feeling old.
I'm 46 in May, and basically I have to compete with people in their 20s because there's not many people my age who do what I do, what the 20-year-olds do. Mm. So I get what it is, and I just think I'm wiser, more experienced, and can do the jobs better. But I don't, and to be honest, a lot of people don't really give me crap for it, really. They might say I'm old, haggard and stuff, when I know I look better than some of the people saying it. So I wouldn't let it bother you. You're still there. You've got the job and you're obviously good at it. And they're obviously jealous. But yeah, I do agree that in your early, you know, the 20s now, it's a different way of what it was when we were younger. Social media platforms, this, that, the way people talk, their lingo. But, you know, you can't help that. It is what it is. And you still got the job there. You're still there. So I wouldn't worry about it. Yeah, and let exactly. them call you a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And to be honest, like, surely your manager should be pulling them up as well. Like, what is it? It's ageist, that is, isn't it? Is that what it's called?
Discrimination.
Age discrimination. Yeah.
Ageist, discrimination. It's like me and my photo shoots. I know you could put me with any 20-year-old. And I still wipe the shit clean with them, the slate clean in front of a photo shoot. So I've been there, done it, and I'm bloody good at it.
Oh, God.
Bring it
right,
on.
Next one. Right. Hey, girls, I love the pod. I need some advice, please. How do you deal with a friend who takes advantage of your kindness? Kate, you'll be very good at this.
Many people.
Wait, let me finish it. Right. I have a friend of around 10 years who I feel is taking the piss out of me. When we go for lunch, her banking app is down. She loses her card and Apple Pay doesn't work. The list of excuses goes on. I recently lent her £400 to get her car fixed that she needs for work, and I currently lend her money throughout the month, but she doesn't pay it back when she's supposed to. And she knows I feel awkward to ask, so majority of the time it's just brushed under the carpet and I forget about it. I earn nearly double what she does, so I feel like she uses me. Please keep me anonymous if you can. P.S. I can't wait for the live tour.
Oh, well, I've been there. That's one of my things I say. People treat my kindness as a weakness. Yeah. But maybe the next time you go out, just say, make sure your app works and you've got your card in that this time. Lol.
Yeah.
So you're referring it like that.
Jokey.
Refer it like that and see if it makes a difference. And then say, look, you have to say, I'm sorry to ask, but that like £400 I lent you, you're not going to believe it. This has happened to my car, so I need it back. Or you just got to say, otherwise it will just keep happening. I've got rid of so many people around me for using me and treat me as my kindness as a weakness. I mean, there's some people in the world who are like us, who are generous, and it doesn't really get you anywhere. Sometimes you end up being used because of it. They're like, oh, Kate will pay. So, yeah, it's happened a lot. Or they'll invite me out because they know that Kate will sort a table out, or Kate will do this, not because of the fact they really would want me there. So I just don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
So
this is why it's good to have a close-knit of friends.
I read today a quote saying,
oh God,
a woman who hasn't got many friends means she's a secure woman.
Yes, I am.
Because she doesn't need a lot of people around you, and that's what I am now. I don't have a lot of friends because I've chose not to have a lot of friends.
Okay. That's good then.
Yep.
Yeah. Right, should we do thank yous and goodbyes?
Yeah. So thank you, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the discombobulated podcast today where people were chirping in like budgies, cheap, cheap, like a budgie in the background. And our live tour's coming up. I hope you look forward to listening to our subscription and our podcast. I still can't believe we're in the comedy section, but still.
I know. I can't believe we're doing a live tour. We haven't even been going a year.
I haven't even got any outfits.
Nor have I. We need 12.
Fucking hell.
Each.
I'll have a look.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. And don't forget, you can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. There's still tickets left for our tour. So go and have a look. And if you fancy a good night out, then you'll be in the right place. If you want to watch this podcast, then you can sign up to our VIP page. Just click the link in the episode description.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.